Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, we're going deep today on Finishing Well again. This is always so much fun with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today, we're going to get into that contextual debate of Philippians 4:13. It's so many people quote you Philippians 4:13 and being all, you know, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. But they often leave out what comes before that, which is kind of critical to understanding the verse. It says, Paul says in Philippians 4:12, I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and or of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. Then after that statement about contentment, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, clearly indicating that it's Christ that has actually given contentment. But Hans, in your book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Living...
to Planning for and Living in Retirement.
That one. This is the 31st show. You'd think I'd have it by now.
Sorry.
In your book, in the section on post-retirement investment income, those kind of things, you talk about contentment's a big issue there when it comes to this whole idea of red and green money. I think that green money is something that Paul would have said, I know what it's like to be content with green money.
Sure. And so, you know, it's really just like a stoplight. And so green money are things, you know, it's no-so money. I mean, it's money that you no-so. You know what it's going to do. You know it's going to be there. Like a real good example of green money is your Social Security check. I mean, it's just guaranteed by the government. It gets adjusted for inflation. It's going to go on till the day you die. You can't spend it. That is the greenest of the green money. Another example would be a CD down at the bank that's FDIC insured. Now, you're not going to get much interest on that, but what the interest that you do get is going to be guaranteed. Some forms of government bonds could be considered green money. Annuities that have guaranteed amounts and guaranteed payments. Those are all things that are under green money. Green money's kind of boring. I mean, it's just, it doesn't really get people, clients, people aren't drawn in to hear a whole presentation about green money.
Well, that word contentment, right, at first take doesn't sound all that exciting, right? I mean, it just sounds like Paul's kind of bored there. He's content with... There's so much more underneath that, but you see that in because you obviously deal with a lot of people that are in their 70s and 80s, and they've begun to understand that secret of what it means to have Christ in all things.
Well, they do, and there's a lot of people in their 80s that would take contentment tomorrow. I mean, they just sign me up because they're short of what they feel would bring them financially to a level of contentment. But, you know, my experience is that most of the folks that I'm sitting with are in their 50s, 60s, early 70s, and they're sitting down with us and they're wanting us to help them plan out their whole retirement and, you know, make certain of certain things and to guarantee them things and to take some worry off of them. And then when it comes to investments, a lot of folks that come in to see us, they think this is all we do. I mean, they think they come into us, we're a financial advisor, here's how much money I have, tell me what you think I ought to do with it, and please make me a lot of money. I mean, there are a lot of folks, that's what they think.
When I thought about your book, you know, I thought, well, this would be 7 chapters on red money, especially, essentially, you know, how to get the most out of whatever it is I invest. That's what people think of when they think of it.
Well, yeah, and they do, and they soon find out that when we sit down and we start asking them a bunch of questions and things they're concerned about, it really investing your money in just red money is kind of one of the last things we talk about. But for the purposes of today's show, we're going to talk about it. And, you know, red money are growth stocks. It's buying Amazon, especially now. I mean, you know, you're buying it up there where it's already up. It's already built in that they're going to be rule the world, and buying Apple. Nothing wrong with that, but it's clearly red money. It's hope so money. You know, whereas green money is no-so money, we know so. Red money is hope-so money. I mean, we hope that it ends up where we want it to end up, which is making us a bunch of money, okay? And a lot of times we don't pay attention, especially during the working years when we're accumulating money, is, okay, so what if the hope-so doesn't work out? I mean, what if we have a big stock market correction? Or if you got a whole bunch of your money in one or two or three stocks and they're all in one industry or tech and they crash, then now you've lost possibly your grocery money. I mean, you've lost...
Right, and you certainly have a story in your book about a family that certainly that was all about red money. And ended up not going so well.
Yeah. And they were all in red money because they had accumulated money in the 401k, which is where most of their money was, in his 401k. And they just bought it a little bit at a time. And it had grown substantially. That was a wise investment. And when the markets crashed or the markets went down, that gave them an opportunity to buy at a lower price. And they're continually adding out of their paycheck. And, you know, they're at that point. They're like a lot of people that come into us where they've got a bunch of red money sitting there and they're kind of used to that. They're counting on that. And now they got to plan out for their whole retirement and they want to come in and get a professional to advise them. And when I really start asking them questions, what they really want to hear is like, what if I lose this money? What if, and you know, the story you were asking about, this is a guy that a couple of years before retirement, 2008, 2007 happened, and he lost 30% of his portfolio, just gone. And then what he did to make it a real mistake is he decided, well, stocks are going down, I need to sell them now. So he converted it all to cash and the guaranteed value fund. And then he missed out on 2010, 2011. You know, it's just sitting there in cash. So he didn't even get the growth back. So, you know, the thing is, if you get in red money, you kind of need to stay in red money. And if your red money goes down, you need to have some money, some green money on the sidelines to buy more when stocks are on sale. And all of that is really hard to do in retirement.
Right. Which gets back to contentment. Right? Where have I got to, you know, what's a baseline? And there's a lot that goes into that planning, Hans.
Well, there is. And so when I was sitting here at the beginning of the show or before preparing for the show with you, I was explaining green money and I was explaining red money and then explaining yellow money and talking about how we as financial professionals managing risk can turn red money into yellow money and how we do that. And I said, you know, that all sounds wonderful, and it did to you. And then I just took it all away, and I said, that's not really how it works with most people, because most people come in to see us, we sit down, we ask them a whole bunch of questions, we point out a whole bunch of things, and by the time they get to the end of the questions and they're concerned and they see all the risks with that, they really want us to build them a plan around contentment, okay?
Right. Where they can pay their bills and at least be comfortable with what they have, both in Social Security. But, you know, you add those two checks together, then what are you going to need?
Well, yeah. I mean, so let's, what I told you is we build plans from the bottom up. And so if you're not on Social Security yet, we project it. We show you the decisions that we're going to recommend, and we come out and we say, this is what your Social Security checks are going to be. This is what Mrs. Dillmore's Social Security check's going to be. We put them together, and if it's $3,000 a month, okay, so now we got $3,000 a month of green money that's going to come in every month. It's going to get inflation adjusted, and it's going to come in until the first one of you dies, but it's guaranteed. It's green money. And we're going to look and say, is that enough to live on? No. You know, it's not. Okay? So now we're going to have to go over to this red money, if you're all in red money, and we're going to have to say, how much more do we need out of the red money every month or every year or however we want to do this? So let's just say that was $2,000 a month. So we say we can live comfortably at $5,000 a month, especially if we're paying little or no taxes. I mean, because $5,000 a month after tax, or almost at no tax, $5,000 a month after tax is really like $8,000 or $9,000 a month before tax. And you can do those kind of things in retirement if you plan wisely. Nonetheless, we're not going to invest the part of your money that's creating that $2,000 a month that you need to live on in red money. I mean, you're not going to want us to do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to invest that in something that's green money. Okay. And so, I mean, so now we're going to take whatever portion of your red money and we're going to turn it into green money so that it can produce $2,000 a month for the couple here for the rest of your lives.
So you have been listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. If you're colorblind, like me, we've got a whole lot more coming up for you in the next section. Again, as always, you can find all this information at cardinalguide.com and the 7 Worries tab. You can download, you know, today's chapter, which is Post-Retirement Investments, and get that information absolutely free, right, Hans?
You can. All the chapters are up there on the website, both in the workbook and the regular book. It doesn't cost you anything. You could actually construct the whole book for free.
Yeah.
You can actually construct the whole book on the website for free. I mean, most people don't do that. If you really want the book, and I'd hope you do, just send me a message, Hans Scheil. Be glad to send it to you. You can also buy it on Amazon. It's been a bestseller on Amazon. The important thing is that you get the information and you really learn about some of these basic things. And we got a story in there about red, green, and yellow money.
So we got so much more coming up, even for the colorblind. When we come back, how about that Philippians 4:13 context? What did Paul exactly mean? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So much more coming up. Stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. His Finishing Well is based on the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. I'm getting it. But eventually, I'll have it now. But today's show is a little bit of the Philippians 4:13 debate. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and what that looks like as you're finishing well, to be content, the Philippians, you know, 4:12 passage, to be content in all things happens as a result of having Christ. And to do that takes a little bit of planning, and we've been talking about red and green, but it those are just simple concepts to help people see that there's money that you know is coming in, and you've got other money that you hope, you know, is going to grow.
Well, yeah. And so when we talk about contentment in your retirement income and the living that creates, or the living off of it, that's yours to define. I mean, when you're coming in and sitting in that chair in my office, you're hiring me to advise you on the best way to get what you want. So you get to define what contentment is, okay? And that's what we were talking earlier on the other segment we were talking about. So we're going to establish for each person what that level of income is that's going to create that contentment, okay? And in the example we were talking about earlier, we have a husband and a wife, $3,000 a month of Social Security. And then we had come up with an example that they feel like they need and want and is going to produce that contentment, another $2,000 a month of income. So they're going to need $5,000 a month. And they really don't want any of that at risk. I mean, they want to be sure that they're going to have $5,000 a month, and then we've got to have a little bit of inflation adjustment on there. The Social Security part has inflation adjustment, but we got a plan in that extra money that's invested in green money that's shooting out this income, some inflation. And really the inflation can come out of really the red money if they end up with some red money, because we're assuming in this example that we still have some money left that we got to talk about. And that's where I'm going to get into the red, yellow, and green money. So it's not just as simple as then we take whatever's left. So let's say it took us $300,000 or $200,000 or just some number invested that's going to create this $2,000 a month of income guaranteed for your life. So now that we've got that in green money, we're assuming we still have some money left, and that's the money that we're going to consider putting at risk. We're not going to necessarily put it at risk. You're going to make that decision. It's not going to be me. Okay, I'm going to provide the facts, and I'm also going to provide a recommendation, but ultimately you're going to decide how you want your money invested. And what I'm describing is just how we do financial planning for people approaching retirement. So now we've got this other money left, and it's that money that's above contentment. It's going to bring us something. Or, you know, a lot of folks, they really have trouble with this part. Is it like, what are you going to do with it? And
gets back to the bigger Barnes idea of, you know, how could I be generous with God? You know, what would God want me to do to advance the kingdom? There's all sorts of possibilities with red money there.
Well, sure. I mean, again, it's your money. It's yours to decide. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. I'm going to suggest things. I'm going to point out things if you do this, but ultimately these are your decisions.
So the QCD kind of thing is red money.
Well, it can be invested in, when they get the donation and distribution, the church doesn't care whether it's in green money or red money or yellow money, because they're going to turn it into cash and invest it in their part of the kingdom. Okay.
Right.
So, but it could be red money. So if it's in your IRA or it's in your 401k, well, it has to be in an IRA, and then you're going to donate. You're over 70 and a half, and you're going to make your tithing. You're going to do your donations through your IRA, and you're going to do it directly. And it's really just as much of a tax move as it is a kingdom-enhancing move. And if you just give the same money but you do it through your IRA, then it's a tax move. If you give more money because you're saving
on taxes, but it leverages
the
kingdom's more. There's more money available to move the kingdom forward as part of your plan to be generous with God, because there you go.
And the other thing I was going to point out is that, you know, we do financial planning for Christians. We have many non-Christians that we do financial planning for as well. When we do financial planning for Christians, tithing is in their $5,000 a month budget. So they're going to be tithing out of that income, and most Christians do tithe their Social Security and their other retirement income if they have a pension and interest that they're earning on things. So then it becomes a question of where are we pulling the money from, okay? But that's built into the $5,000 a month budget for most Christians, okay? I would think.
Which is kind of cool when you think about it, as I'm just listening, you know, just going, yeah, well, you know, essentially God got them the increase, got them the income. And so now they're able to do all things through Christ who's given them the income, and they're able to move the kingdom forward through what it is he gave them.
Sure.
And it actually is kind of living out Philippians 4.
I mean, it's right there. I mean, we sit down and put together a budget for people. And we're usually, you know, we're pushing the budget up because sometimes people come back to us with these kind of chintzy budgets, and there's just, and then we look at what they're currently spending because we can see that through the tax return and the increase or decrease in the account. And we just, so that's the first thing we're going to be doing with people in retirement planning is coming up with what are you going to need to live and maybe adding some things they hadn't thought of. But nonetheless, for our example, we got 3,000, we got 2,000 that's invested in green money and it's creating this income. And then we've got some extra amount of money. Now we've got to look at that and decide, you know, how much of that do you want to put at risk?
Okay. So you never have gotten to the yellow part because, okay, you know, we did red, we did green. How do we go yellow?
Okay. Well, what yellow money is, you know, yellow means caution. Red means stop or danger or alert. You know, green means go. And so what yellow money is that yellow money, excuse me, red money becomes yellow money when it's properly managed, when we can do an assessment of risk. So we're going to sit down with you and we're going to assess. We have some objective ways to do this and we have some subjective ways to do this to assess, like Robbie Dillmore, how tuned are you to losing some of your money? I mean, how much of your money are you willing to risk? Okay. What type of losses are you able to sustain? Okay. And then we're going to look at the investments that you currently have or that you're proposing or that you want to get in. And we're going to balance these things out. And we can do this with statistics, but there's a subjective part of it where we just really got to get a feel. You know, when I get a lot of clients, and especially people that are 65, 70, and they're retiring and they can't earn more money, a lot of them, they get on the real conservative side. They just don't want any part of red money.
Yeah, and your book does an amazing job, really, on page 53.
Yeah.
Of, you know, this would be like a whole rainbow.
Sure.
I thought about this earlier that, wow, because you have all these different levels of low, moderate, high, and all these things. So, you know, you got a whole Roy G. Biv, I'm just saying, red,
yeah,
orange,
yellow.
Yeah,
a lot of the work I do is education with people. And, you know, we're fortunate that we have the book because a lot of people that come in to see us have already read the book. So they're using lingo that we've put into the book. And the lingo is simple stuff. I mean, most of what we put in the book is just real understandable, real simple, down-to-earth stuff.
Right. And the book, it's a good time to stop and say, yeah, the book is the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, which, as we always tell you, cardinalguide.com. You can go order the book for, you know,
It's $1.99 for the Kindle, and it's $7.99 on Amazon Prime, shipped to you. For each book, and there's two books, but you really just need to read the first one. The second one is for the people that want a little more detail. It's very good as well. The book's also in the libraries. It's in the Wake County Library, the Durham Library, the Mecklenburg County Library. It's in a lot of libraries across the country. It's on Amazon. You can get the information for free. You can really construct the whole book for free on my website. So I'm not as much interested in selling books as I am educating people. And I find when I educate people, there's a number of people that just beat a path.
Right. All you have to do is go on the website. You get, you know, Hans's email, and you can just ask him to send you a book. He wants the information out there because that information, obviously, you know, helps you be more content, helps you be more generous to God, you know, helps you, you know, clearly advance the kingdom. And that's, you know,
so yeah, so back to our example. So we got this couple. We made it simple. It's $5,000 a month. And I had talked to you earlier how we could really plan somebody out at those levels, that we could have them in a very low tax rate, if any tax at all, for a couple. And, you know, another show where we can talk and we can plan against these thresholds. And then we're going to take this extra money and we're going to get that in something where you're not paying taxes year to year in a tax-deferred account or a tax-free account, because there's no point in paying taxes on interest that just sits in an account. We only got to pay that on the money that we're pulling out of there. So, you know, again, we got this pool of money, and we still have some needs based upon this and some things you might not have thought of. No, number one is both of you might not live to 95 and then die in your sleep holding hands. I mean, it's just, we don't know when the first one of you is going to go, but it's probably going to be the before the second one of you goes.
Okay.
And it could be one of you could be gone in 5 to 10 years and another one could live 30 years. So that Social Security check is going to take a big decline when the smaller check goes away, you know, at the death of the first person. So we're going to need to account for that. And expenses probably, so, you know, and life insurance is a simple way to do that, to create another income stream to replace that lost Social Security check. The other thing we got to concern ourselves with is what if one or both of you needs long-term care? So if either one of you needed long-term care, that $5,000 a month isn't going to go very far. So we got a lot of still needs on this extra money. So, I mean, that's all I got for today.
Yeah, we got a lot more to cover on Finishing Well. Again, today's show, based on his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Thank you, Hans. We went deep
Colorful.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.